Matthew chapter 13, really interesting, a few verses here that I want us to just talk about just for a little bit this evening. We'll give you a second to find it there. From time to time you may cross paths with somebody that you may describe as being a closed person. Okay. And maybe some of you're like, Brother Scott, what are you talking about? You know, from time to time, you may maybe try to talk to someone that is maybe not real responsive, or you walk away from a conversation and you're like, wow, that conversation had no depth whatsoever. They would just not open up whatsoever. You know what I'm talking about? Have you ever talked to somebody like that? You just feel like they didn't have their hand out, but they kind of felt like they did. And they just maybe came across as a closed person. I feel like sometimes, fellas, we have a hard time articulating our feelings sometimes. And I've told you this before. My mom would sit me down. She'd be like, Scott, let's talk. I'm like, all right, Mom. She'd say, Scott, what's going on these days? I'd be like, well, I'm working. Doing school, nah, that's about it, you know. Mom would be like, yeah, but like what else is going on? You know, like what do you think? What do you think about girls? You're like, Mom, can we not talk about this? And you know, I just remember her like trying to pull on me a little bit and trying to just, you know, kind of get, you know, and I'm like, oh, Mom, I don't know. Sometimes, guys, we have a hard time just opening up to other people. You know, Jesus interacted with some people here that were closed. They were people that had sort of postured themselves as being open, but really they were closed. Notice what the Bible says. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 15. See what the Bible says here. For this people's heart, and for context here, Christ is trying to speak to a group of people here. The disciples go to and they say, Lord, you know, you're speaking in parables. And, you know, why are you doing that? And the Lord responds to the disciples here. And he says here, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted. I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Now, this was actually prophetical in that Isaiah spoke almost the very same language in describing some of his audience back in the Old Testament. He said, you know, they have eyes, they have ears, but they're closed. They're closed to spiritual things. And that's what I want to talk tonight about, just with our brief time together, is talk about opening up to the Lord. Talk about opening yourself up to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we only have a few minutes, and Lord, this time goes so quickly, and Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would be able to, Lord, speak through your word tonight in a special way, Lord, that would convey something that we can take away, Lord, something that will stick with us the rest of this week, and Lord, that would help these teenagers. Father, would you help us? We ask these things in your name. Amen. So we're talking about opening up here. Now, when we talk about being an open individual, you know, I think about what the Lord is in relation to us. And if you're taking notes tonight, the Lord has postured himself as opening himself up to us. You say, well, how has he done that? Well, he's done that in relation to his truth. Listen to Romans chapter 1 and verse 20. And this is Paul speaking of the Lord's character. He says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. He's talking about mankind because of the truth of God, coupled with God revealing himself through creation. It's almost like a giant banner that says, and that is pointing mankind to God. And God opening himself or availing himself or revealing himself to mankind is a part of who he is. He has opened himself to us through His truth. And what a blessing, what a blessing that is. We also see that the Lord has opened His eyes to us. I won't have you turn there, but listen to Psalm 34 and verse 15. The Bible says, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry." So, what a great benefit for the Christian to have the opportunity to go to a God who has opened Himself up to us, who is not trying to hide Himself from us, but is literally telling us, "Hey, my story is an open book, right? Boy, it's right here for you. My boys love to hide from me. I don't know why. I don't think I'm too scary, but they love to hide from me. I'll come home from work and the house will be quiet. And I'll just kind of look around. I'm like, okay, well, maybe everybody's asleep, you know, and come to find out they're under a coffee table, you know, or they're under somewhere. And my boys are really bad because they go to the same hiding place every time. I don't know why they do it, but they just think, well, maybe daddy forgets. I don't know. But they just run. I come around. They hear me coming down the stairs. They're like, oh, dad's coming. You know, and baby's like looking around. Like, guys, I know you're in here, okay? I know you're hiding somewhere. That's not the way God is. Boy, God, He has opened Himself up to us in a way that He is so accessible. And He does that by way of His truth. He does that by way of His eyes. His eyes are upon us, the Bible says. His ears are open to our cry, as Psalm 34 and verse 15 says. And His resources. Boy, think about that. God not only has opened up His truth, He's not only given us His attention, He's not only opened His ears to our cry, but He also says, "Hey, I'm going to avail you to my resources." Boy, what a blessing. Boy, is God closed Himself off to us? No, quite the contrary. Well, He's opened Himself up to us. And you know what? I think that deserves that we open ourselves to Him. And how can we do that? Let me give you a couple of things here. We should posture ourselves and be open to Him, as Jesus said in Matthew chapter 13. And we can be. Notice a couple of things here. We need to open our mind to the Lord. Turn to Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. We can open our mind to the Lord. You know, there are some very closed-minded people that I have talked to in the past. And there, sometimes when people are closed-minded, they are unwilling to consider anything else other than what they believe. And, you know, if you believe the Bible, in a sense, you should be closed-minded to worldly thinking. Okay, why? Because the Bible is truth, and if you believe that Christ died for your sins and that we have a home in heaven and that there is a way that we ought to live our lives, hey, we should be closed-minded in the sense that, hey, I'm gonna follow the Bible because I believe God's word and what it says. But there are sometimes we can become closed-minded even to the Lord. Sometimes this can happen, we don't even realize it. I've seen this happen at teen camp. And I love it. And those of you who are going to teen camp for the very first time, one of the things that I love is testimony time coming back from teen camp. We leave Friday night. We drive through the night, but we get on the bus and there's a girl's bus. There's a guy's bus. And then we just open it up for testimonies. And people give testimonies about, wow, you know, we read in our devotions this week, or we heard in the services by, brother this or whatever. And we get to hear some great testimonies. I love that. But, you know, from time to time, there are some testimonies that sort of go like this. You know, I didn't even really want to go to camp. And quite frankly, the first part of camp, like the first half of the week, I hated it. But I started to kind of open myself up a little bit. And you know what? I really began to enjoy it. Now, that's a great testimony because, you know, we all can be just hard-headed. It can sometimes take us a while to just, you know, put ourselves aside and let God work. But there's a better way to enjoy camp, right? What's the better way to enjoy camp? Is it to be hard, stay hard, start to loosen up, and then the last 2 days, woohoo! What's the better way? Is there a better way? Andrew. Yeah, you go into it with an open mind. You're in Acts chapter 17. Let me just give you an illustration of this. Acts chapter 17, and I am mindful of our time here. Acts chapter 17, look here at verse 11. And the Bible says, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness. You know what that word readiness means? It has the idea of an eagerness. That means that when, you know, we have group devotions, you know, down at Cowboy Town, if you're the guys or if you're the girls somewhere else or what have you, if you're in the morning service, you're in the evening service, or you have cabin devotions at night, that means that the Lord may have something for me here. Hey, I am interested in the Lord teaching me at this moment. But, you know, people that are closed-minded to God's word and to the Lord don't think that way. They think, how can I distract myself enough in this service to just get through it? How can I keep myself from just, like, not focusing on what that guy's talking about? And you know what? People do this every year. Now, a little side note, rabbit trail, and just a heads up. I don't know why this is, but let me tell you, every year there is one row in our section, no matter where we sit at the Bill Rice Ranch, that usually there are problems. You say there are problems? Well, yeah, sometimes, you know. It happens. Does anybody want to guess what row that is? Anybody know, Andrew? It's the back row. It's amazing that this happens this way. Now, I don't know why that. Yeah, I have some ideas. Okay, I shouldn't say I don't know why that is, but I have some definite ideas. But listen, I'm not saying don't ever sit on the back row. We would have a real issue if nobody sat on the back row. We would cause really bad issues. Okay, so, but I am saying this. Listen, you should be eager. Listen, don't go to camp. Don't go to teen camp with your arms out in front of you saying, you know, I'm not really interested in truth. Go to camp with a readiness. Say, Lord, you know what? I don't know this preacher, and I know some things that maybe I'm struggling with, but Lord, I am open. And let me tell you, I promise you, if you remain open throughout the whole week of camp, you're going to have an awesome week. Okay, now listen, if it doesn't happen, you come to me at the end of the week and you say, Rose Scott, I had an open mind throughout the whole week of camp and it didn't go well, you come to me, let me know, okay? But I'm telling you, God's word is true, and those who are open and have a readiness to receive the word of God receive the blessing for sure. So open your mind to the Lord. It's a biblical principle here. Have an eagerness to hear the word of God at camp. Open your eyes unto the Lord. Psalm 119 and verse 18, David said this, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things. Boy, this is a prayer. You know, what is David confessing here? David is confessing complacency because he's human. And all of us can be this way. You know, there are times that Brother Scott has to ask the Lord to recharge my heart for truth. Because there are times that my flesh is battling hard. And sometimes I get complacent. I get lazy. Wow, I'm tired. Maybe I don't want to think through it. And so I just, you know, David had the same issue. He's asking the Lord, Lord, would you open my eyes that I can behold wondrous things out of your word? Ask the Lord to open your eyes. And then finally, and then we're done, we see the concept here in Exodus chapter 4. Don't have time to turn there, but Exodus chapter 4 and verse 2, just the principle of open hands. We do have time to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and that's where I want to end tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. I want you to see a very familiar verse. This is a great verse if you've not memorized it, but it goes right along with the concept of being open to the Lord, being open to the Lord. What does the Bible say here in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18? It says this, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. You know, there are other elements of openness that we can see in the scriptures, and we don't have time to trace them all. But let me tell you this, Paul is giving us a priceless principle here. And that is, when I open my eyes to the Lord, I open my mind to the Lord, and I position myself in an open place, that is when the Lord can begin to work. What does he say? We all with open face. Okay, that means we're not hiding behind anything. That means we're completely open before the Lord. We're saying, Lord, I need you. Lord, I want to learn. And what happens? The Bible says that that's when change begins to take place in our life. And change is important. Heads bowed and eyes closed tonight. Listen, if there's one thing that I could ask you to do tonight, and that is before we leave for teen camp, is that you ask the Lord for yourself that you would be open to what he wants to do in your life. Boy, God's got something special for Temple Baptist Youth Group at camp this summer. It's not same old at Cowboy Town. It's not just another year of Temple sports at the ranch. It's an opportunity for God to work. And he wants to. Hey, listen, there's nothing that is a greater turnoff to other people than when we are closed. Let's not be that way to the Lord. Boy, he knows you, he loves you, and he's availed himself to you, and let's be open to what he wants to do. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for your word and how it teaches us, Father. Lord, just the power of your word this evening as we looked at these different passages of Scripture. And Lord, would you forgive us, Lord, for how we have maybe postured ourselves in a closed way before you in the past. Lord, I pray, God, that we would not do that. Lord, we would, even as we have an opportunity to hear a lot of preaching at youth camp, Lord, may we fight the urge, Lord, to be closed, Lord, to protect areas of our lives, Lord, maybe that we know are contrary to your ways. And Lord, may we not hold an arm out and as if there are areas of our lives that are off limits. Lord, help us to stand before you completely open, not taking anything for ourselves, allowing you to lead us. Lord, would you work in this invitation time? Father, help us to be obedient to you. Help each teenager to examine their own heart and really examine their openness. Lord, we ask these things in your name we pray. Amen. With heads bowed and eyes closed, I know we're not in the teen room tonight, but we're going to open the altar up as we typically would. And as the piano plays, if God's spoken to your heart, feel free to just make a spot there at your seat or come down forward. Hey, nobody's looking around. It's just between you and the Lord. Maybe you just want to pray and ask the Lord, Lord, I dedicate this week of camp. And Lord, I'm not going to let anything distract me, and I'm not going to distract anybody else. Lord, there's no area of my life that is off limits to you. Wait, can you imagine Jesus Christ standing before you, having a conversation about truth, and him describing you as being someone that is closed? Well, that's a sad thing. Well, that was the situation in Matthew chapter 13. May it not be the situation with us. Openness. Father, Lord, we are thankful, and we ask, God, that you would help us now to, Lord, walk in that which we have heard. Lord, help us to be a blessing, Father, in our homes, Lord, to our parents, Lord, to our siblings. Lord, help us not to forget, but, Lord, even a daily openness, pursue that, Lord. We love you. Give us a good rest of the evening. We pray, protect us as we go our separate ways. Lord, give us a great sports practice on Saturday. We give you the glory. In your name we pray. Amen.